Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we continue our series Connecting Congress. It's part of a new WNYC initiative to cover our Greater New York congressional delegation more closely and to try to improve substantive congressional coverage generally. We're launching it by inviting all 35 members from our Greater New York City area delegation, including the 29 House members and 6 U.S. senators from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, to come on the show between now and the end of the year. And we have Democratic Congressman Donald Payne Jr. from New Jersey's 10th Congressional District as our guests today, representing parts of Essex, Hudson, and Union counties. So this is parts of Newark and the Oranges, part of Jersey City, part of Bayonne, Linden, Rahway, Roselle Park, Union Township, Maplewood, part of Montclair, Glen Ridge, Irvington. Congressman Payne, that's quite a socioeconomically diverse district to represent.
Absolutely, and I'm very impressed you were able to do that unless you were reading it.
Of course I was reading it.
Okay.
Because the first question we're asking a lot of the members of Congress in the series is, how do you want people to judge your effectiveness as a member of Congress? How should constituents judge whether their members of Congress in general are doing a good job? Do you think, given the diversity of your district, you know, and income, not just diversity, we usually think of race and ethnicity, but all these socioeconomic measures that would span all those different towns and cities, do you think people should be evaluating roughly the same way how good you are as their congressman?
Well, I think it's judged in different ways. You know, some judge by legislation, some judge by constituent service, some judge by your availability to be a different function. So there are many different ways that you are judged being effective. So you have to kind of across the board try to, be as good as you can in all those areas, which is a great challenge. Constituent service, I believe, is one of the best ways. What's the way that probably the most important thing to me in terms of being a member of Congress is being able to help my constituents with their day-to-day issues. And
what's the one that most frequently comes up? If there is one.
Social Security issues and immigration.
Uh-huh.
In my district. You know, we have many people that come here to find a better way of life. And so we do a lot of immigration cases in my office.
We're asking everybody in this series their position on the TPP, the Pacific Rim Trade Deal. Have you decided how you would vote on that yet?
Yes, I'm against it. I feel that it does not help the workforce in this country be successful,
Do you have any examples of business or labor sectors in your district in particular that you think would be impacted?
Well, I mean, I have the Port of Newark in my district, and, you know, I hear from, the longshoremen and different labor groups that would be impacted, you know, along those lines. So, how the labor unions can be very clear on their approval or disapproval. So we've been very involved with listening to both sides of the issue, and it just doesn't seem like a good deal for the working people of the United States.
I'm sure you're against the refugee banning bill or making it really, really hard for any of the Syrian refugees to get into this country that passed the House. You voted no on that, right?
That's correct.
I want to play you a clip of Democratic Senator Chris Murphy from the show the other day, who's one of those proposing that we actually clamp down on another group of people coming into the country. He voted against the Syrian refugee bill, too, meaning he's for the Syrian refugees. But he proposed this with respect to the visa waiver program that allows people to come in quite easily from a number of European countries and elsewhere.
We believe that the best way to protect this country from future attack is to make sure that everyone that's coming to this country, whether you're a refugee or just a temporary visitor, goes through a rigorous screening process to make sure that you pose no threat to the United States. So I've been working for the last few days with the administration, with my colleagues, on a proposal that's going to tighten up the requirements for screening all of these millions of people who are coming to the United States from Europe, from other countries in which you don't have to get a visa. Ultimately, this is the best way to protect this country. We already have a rigorous screening process for refugees. Let's make sure that we have a similar process for all of the people who are coming here from countries like France and like Belgium, in which we know there are right now active terrorist cells that may be plotting against the West.
So, Congressman Payne, is it time, considering that those Paris terrorists came from France and Belgium, and there may or may not have been one who snuck in as a Syrian refugee from the Middle East. But from France and Belgium, is it time to crack down on non-visa immigration from there or visiting from there?
I think we might have to take a look at it based on what we've seen transpire over the course of the last two or three weeks. I don't want to totally be alarmist because that's what the terrorists want. They want us to become uncomfortable, to look at our neighbors, to be leery of everyone walking down the street, and take us out of our comfort zone. If we do that, then they have won. And so I'd be willing to take a look at it, but I'm not so sure, what my final decision would be in reference to any legislation that came along with that.
All right. One more from, the current terror threats. New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton on Face the Nation said yesterday that he wasn't so much for this Syrian refugee limitation bill either, but there is something he would like from Congress.
Congress really wants to do something instead of just talking about something. Help us out with that terrorist watch list. Those thousands of people that can purchase firearms in this country, I'm more worried about them than I am about Syrian refugees, to be quite frank with you.
Do you see that? I'm pretty sure you would be for that, I'm guessing. You tell me.
Yes.
But do you see that as getting any traction in the Republican Congress, cracking down, as opposed to the interest of the NRA, on people who are actually on terrorist watch lists, being able to buy guns? So far, they still can. And the NRA defends that.
Well, I mean, I would hope that my colleagues in the House that have supported the values of the NRA and, basically live by their mantra would take a look at least at that. That might be an area where they would potentially support legislation that would talk about what Commissioner Bratton is talking about. And, with their sensitivity to the terrorist impact on this nation and around the world, that might be an area where they would tend to side with people that really want to see,
safety.
Gun control around the country.
Yes.
Be something that's
yes.
important. So I think that might be somewhere where they would potentially
find some
go
common
along
ground.
With that.
Bratton was on
yes.
Meet the Press, by the way, as a correction. I said Face the Nation. We'll give NBC its due there. In our last 45 seconds, we're also asking a lot of the members in this series, how would you improve media coverage of Congress? What could we do better in general, the media in general, in terms of covering Congress?
Well, I mean, I think the media coverage is is extensive right now. To be honest, I don't see a real problem where the media is not doing its job. So I would have a hard time answering that. You know, everywhere I turn around, and I'm on this show today. I really think that the media does a fairly good job.
One for the media, as of the last word for today from Congressman Donald Payne from Newark and Montclair and all around there. Thank you very much for coming on with us in our Connecting Congress series.
Thank you for having me.